Sundry, the town's recent open house to provide residents an opportunity to learn and ask questions or even offer ideas about the municipality's levels of service was lightly attended. Generally held at the town office, this open house was instead hosted at the Sundry Community Center's gym to allow ample room for everyone to spread out. Providing a report during the regular March 28 meeting, Chris Albert, Director of Corporate Services, told council that about 17 people showed up on Thursday, March 24 to ask questions and speak with participating members of administration and council, as well as ask questions. There along the way was some good conversations, said Albert, adding most discussions seemed to revolve around the municipality's current state of affairs and ideas people had on their minds. There were lots of questions about specific items and current concerns, he said, adding some of the points he made note of included concerns or questions about invasive weeds, the delay in getting the outdoor rink ready, crime, traffic, as well as street and sidewalk repairs. Those were a lot of the things that we heard about, he said. Administrative staff all took some notes during most of their conversations, with that information to be compiled and presented to council either prior to it or during the upcoming strategic planning session in early April, he said. This will allow council to formulate some opinions and some strategic plans based on the input that we heard at the open house, he said. That will all in turn come forward to the spring workshop near the end of the April when council will work with administration on developing the next four-year plan for the budget cycle, he said. Coun. Jamie Marr inquired if residents could still bring forward to administration concerns, questions or comments even though the open house had come and gone. Absolutely, said Albert, adding people who are so inclined are welcome to submit suggestions or concerns about the town's long-term plans. In the event of immediate concerns, he said residents are asked to submit a concern form through the reception desk at the municipal office. Council carried a motion accepting Albert's report for information.